The probe into the Capitol riot intensifies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible.
That's what Attorney General Merrick Garland told NBC News. And there are multiple reports the Justice Department is probing the conduct of former President Trump on January 6th of last year and his attempts to get the election results overturned. Now, the former president has called the probes a hoax and the House committee also investigating him thugs. And on his first trip back to Washington since leaving office, he told a conservative gathering.
So where does it stop? Where does it end? It probably doesn't stop because despite great outside dangers, our biggest threat, this country remains the sick, sinister, and evil people from within.
He spent much of his time talking about lawlessness at home, crime in the streets, and how he wants to see police embrace a familiar refrain, law and order, to beat back crime.
And strongly defeat it and be tough. And be nasty and be mean if we have to.
The former president said that's what he'd like to see from the next Republican in the White House, but gave no indication as to whether that would be him.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Another interest rate hike is expected today from the Federal Reserve, perhaps 0.75%, trying to fight inflation that's at a 40-year high. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese.
It is our view that if we move out more quickly and more aggressively on the types of steps that the president has outlined, then we are going to move more quickly to helping to bring prices down.
One big factor driving inflation higher, gas prices, but they're down a 43rd straight day from the record, another 2 cents, now 71 cents less than the all-time high last month, but still a $1.15 more than a year ago. Nobody is waking up a mega millionaire. There was no big winner last night, so the jackpot has grown to just over $1 billion for Friday's Mega Millions jackpot, the fourth largest U.S. lottery prize ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
State police are in mourning in Massachusetts. One of their best friends is gone.
Frankie is the first state police canine killed in the line of duty. His sacrifice will not be forgotten.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Christopher Mason says Frankie was part of a team trying to apprehend a fugitive in Fitchburg yesterday, and that suspect shot and killed the dog. The fugitive then apparently shot and killed himself. A police officer in Texas who was shot is feeling lucky to be alive.
Police under attack. Officer Crystal Sepulveda with the Missouri City Police Department in Texas is recovering after being shot in the face this weekend. She was in pursuit of a suspect of a stolen car when the gunman opened fire, hitting her cheek, calf, and foot. Missouri City Police Chief Mike Bearson spoke to Fox and Friends about her condition Tuesday.
She's in great spirits.
Chief Bearson adding,
she's a benevolent warrior. She is. She didn't just lay there and wait for help. She got up and tried to complete the mission.
Right.
She struggled to her feet, slipping in her own blood because there was a tremendous amount of it. She's the epitome of perseverance and courage.
Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Not long after singer R. Kelly was convicted of sex crimes, a manager and advisor to Kelly pleads guilty to stalking one of the victims.
Donnell Russell of Chicago faces up to 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in November. Prosecutors say he sent threatening messages to the woman and her mother and later published explicit photos of the victim on the internet to silence her. The plea comes less than a week after Russell was convicted of making a phone threat that gunfire was about to happen in a Manhattan theater about to show a documentary about Kelly. Kelly was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking last year. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison last month. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Fed's expected interest rate hike, stock futures are rising the day after selling the Dow and the Nasdaq both dropped over 220 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.